Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hello, Joe Cocker bringing us back. Welcome back. 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and take our poll, too. We have a poll question we ask you on the front page, on the home page every week, a different one. We want to know what you think, so check it out. Keita Spak is with us. She's our new friend. She is the co-author of Tipping Point of Happiness. And Keita, I should point out that Monique McKinnon is your co-author.
And, yes, she is. She's a co-author, yes.
And so tell us how we can find you and your book.
Well, I'll tell you what. We do have our website, which is where the book is available, www.tippingpointtohappiness.com. Just spell out the entire word. And then, of course, we're on Amazon.com in the ebook area.
Sounds good.
There we are.
So it is an ebook, tippingpointtohappiness.com or Amazon. And Spak is spelled S-Z-P-A-K if you're Googling her. Keita, K-I-T-A. Okay, we're talking about happiness. We're talking about this elusive thing for people, you know, where I think it's important to point out, Keita, that you can be happy and then you can be unhappy. And today I'm happy, tomorrow maybe I'm unhappy. Maybe I'm happy this hour and I'm unhappy the next hour. That comes and goes. But to me, the question that we all have to ask ourselves is, am I a happy person? Am I a person who's capable of being happy in my life? And there are people who aren't. And I've met them and I stay away from them as much as I can. Isn't that important to not think about happy this hour or next hour, but ask yourself about your overall attitude about happiness?
I think you're making a good point, Jim. Happiness, and I think you mentioned the phrase earlier on, is a moving target, and in fact it is. We might, for instance, in our lives from time to time be happy in our relationship but not happy in our job. We may be happy mm-hmm. with our girlfriend, but we may not be happy with our son. We may be happy, and the list goes on. The big thing here is to be able to detach yourself from the emotionalism of what is happening in a specific situation that is driving us to be unhappy, mm-hmm. sort of become the observer of that. Check yourself. Maybe you're having an argument with your husband or your wife, and in that midst of that argument, there's almost you stepping out of your skin saying, whoa, what am I doing here? Let's cool off. And that moment of stepping out of, that moment of what I call awareness or knowing, is that moment where you then can actually begin to master, if you like, who you are in life, mm-hmm. in the sense that you then can say, I don't like myself this way. I don't want to be this way with this person. Let's change this up.
Right. And isn't, if you're having issues with other people, you know, that's how you find out how much you're contributing to that situation, isn't it? Whether it be at work or in home or whatever. So let's talk about another one of your points, your tipping points. Number three is align what you believe in with what you feel about yourself. That's kind of what you were talking about just now, wasn't it?
Yeah, in the sense that once you have your belief systems in place, Jim, in other words, you've thrown away what doesn't work for you anymore. You realize you've been carrying around what maybe your mom and dad wanted you to believe in mm-hmm. or to do. And you realize that's just not you. Throw off those old things. Adapt the new. And then, within that new belief system, you can then take the next step, which is really key, to believe in yourself.
Well, this is where you establish your values, isn't it? I mean, and this is something, this is a topic I've been talking about quite a bit and writing about a lot in the last couple of years. And that is that to identify What are my values? What do I hold dear? What are the things that are really important to me? And to see how my life and the things and the people around me and all of that conforms with what my values are. And if they're out of conformity, then that's where you find unhappiness, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a disconnect there, and then change will have to happen. People will take the step of making change, and sometimes these changes are very uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Not changing them could be unhealthy.
Yes. Or, for instance, if you are masking the emotions that you're experiencing, you know, you realize that you are uncomfortable and you want them to go away, some people then resort to drugs or alcohol or excess whatever.
Well, in a lot of cases, I mean, maybe not nothing habit forming, but maybe just anger.
Or negative emotions.
Yeah, or just bad behavior or something like that. And, you know, Keita, we're running out of time, but I really appreciate the conversation today about happiness. I know that folks are listening and they're getting something out of this. There's more to learn, though, folks. The book is called Tipping Point to Happiness. There are actually more steps. We've only covered less than a handful here. But Keita's agreed to come back, right? Keita, you're going to come back. We'll talk about this some more.
Oh, we sure will, Jim. It would be a pleasure.
We look forward to having you here. You got a lot more to teach us. Give us the website quickly one more time.
The website is www.tippingpointtohappiness.com, and that's all words spelled out.
There you go. Thanks, Keita. We'll see you next time. Keita Spock, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be, too. I'm Jim Blasingame. Here's Barbara Lewis to take us out.
How long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.